We're live from your neighborhood. It's the attorney Tom Gannon, Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour. WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
And actually, this is our third stop on the diner tour. And our key sponsor, I have to say, it was interesting, Attorney Gannon, because you had asked the question, you know, how, where this kind of came about or how long we're doing this. So this is the first ever diner tour that we're doing for Melissa in the Morning. And the fact that you took a leap of faith on this, I just want to say I greatly appreciate it. And thank you for now joining the diner tour live. I mean, we've been hearing your name certainly week after week, but to have you here in front of me.
I appreciate that. And I'm just so happy to be involved with this. So thank you for having me.
So first of all, obviously the Gannon name, very well known all throughout Bridgeport and I'd say even throughout Connecticut. But as an attorney, what is it exactly that you do? What practices?
The majority of my practice these days is personal injury law,
okay,
litigation. So that makes up the bulk of the work that we do. We do still do family law. We still do real estate matters. We still do criminal defense. But the majority of the stuff that we're doing now is personal injury litigation.
This is so bizarre to me because I keep looking at you and you look very familiar to your like brother.
I'm better looking than my brother, just so you know. Better looking than all of them. And a better personality.
There's like a million of you guys. I mean, you come from a really big family that's very, very connected to the community. I mean, talk about being, you know, in and around Bridgeport and what it means to you, this city.
Well, my family has certainly been involved in the city for many, many years, starting with my father and his brothers, and that tradition has continued, and we like being here. We like being active in Bridgeport, and it's been certainly a pleasure and a long journey, and one that we anticipate is going to continue for a long time.
That's amazing. And so tell us a little bit, because I've noticed with the Gannon children, you all do these very big, I would say, I'm going to call them prestigious jobs. You guys all really, really have fallen under that category. How did that happen? I mean, tell us a little bit about how you all had these really big dreams and you guys have made it. You really have.
Well, I don't know if I have a clear answer on that. I've been asked that several times, but I don't know that I have an answer for that. It just seems like we all seem to have pursued my father's profession, and there's eight children in my family, so six of us had become lawyers, which makes a tough crowd.
So I was just going to say, I don't know if I want to come to Thanksgiving at your house.
No.
I remember that offer did come up once from your brother. Mayor Gannon had said, you know, if you ever want to come, because I come from a big family, I'm one of five. In fact, Claudia Sheketoff, who formerly was Claudia Bruno, grew up very nearby to the Gannon household. So, but I remember him offering that. I feel like I would lose in so many arguments around that table.
No,
a bunch
no,
of lawyers?
No,
are you
no,
kidding?
No, you would. Listen, you're still welcome, by the way.
Oh, thank
and
you so much.
This Thanksgiving is open, so.
Well, that's very kind.
We will send out the invitation. You're welcome, and it would be easier than you might think.
Do you guys though? How does that work when you've got a bunch of attorneys all around the table?
No business conversation.
No,
No, fun laughs, and we just try to keep it as light as possible, and we do.
That's amazing. That's a beautiful thing. So, Frankie's Diner, are you familiar with it?
I am familiar with it. I was just saying it's been many, many years since I've been here, but sorry to say that, but I should be here more often. It's beautiful. The staff is great. Everybody's been very friendly, and I'm happy to be here, and I'm happy to be here with you.
Yeah, I feel the same way. Now, I have to ask you, Attorney Gannon, because, like I said, this is the first time I sat in a room with my two bosses. I'm gonna be real with you here. I sat in a room with my bosses in February of this year, and I threw out this idea of let's do a diner tour. And they had not really done this. And so they took a shot and said, hey, you know what, if you can book it, you can make it happen, we'll do it. Why do you want to get involved with this?
Well, first of all, we've advertised in the past with WICC. It's been a while since we've been actively engaged. And certainly, you know, we've had some communications going back and forth. We heard about this. We thought it would be a great thing. I like the idea. Certainly your personality and your persona drew us to being involved in it, and I like the idea. I like the idea that you're moving around from
it's fun,
diner
right?
to diner, and it's a great time of the year to do that, and you know, see people and And so for all those reasons.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, it's a, it really has been a very cool opportunity. And it's been really neat to see, you know, the, like I have to say in Bridgeport. So obviously Stanford and Norwalk were amazing. Amazing, amazing guests, amazing turnout. But there was something about Bridgeport that was just very special. I mean, right as we got here at 5:30 this morning to set up, as in me, our, my whole team was here at like 4 a.m. But when I got here, already there were people in the parking lot. There is just something about this that is, you know, that feeling of community. And I think a lot of times we miss that, especially with how relevant, you know, this fun guy is.
Yes,
you know, the phones and the social media and stuff. So I like that vibe.
It is lively. It continues. It's the saying, the city never sleeps. I think that's true of Bridgeport as well as many other places. But yeah, you're right. I mean, 5:30 in the morning and you see activity, it's a nice thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I do want to let people know, obviously, you are somebody who is not only making this diner tour happen by sponsoring it. So thank you again for doing that. But I do want to let people know, if they were to ever want to work with you and use your practice, certainly for legal counsel, for whatever they need, what would be the best way to reach you? And what would you say is right now like your focus for your office?
So I'm located on North Main Street in Bridgeport. I'm just about a mile south of the old Trumbull Shopping Park. So I'm easily accessible, Merritt Parkway, 95, both of those. I am on the internet, you know, the website has phone numbers, contact information. We're always happy to bring in people. We're always happy to consult with people. We're always happy to give advice, whether or not that leads to actual representation or not. Certainly reaching out, we're happy to answer questions and try to be as helpful as we can. And we try and do that as much as possible. As to your next question, again, personal injury seems to have dominated, become the dominant part of my practice, and it is a busy practice. Mm. But certainly anybody that's injured, has a serious injury, needs some advice, needs some help with and guidance or representation in an accident of some sort, please feel free to reach out. Be happy to consult me and certainly take on your case if the facts dictate that.
And do you specifically, or when you say accident, are you talking about like motor vehicle, or does that also include like if something were to have gone wrong in a procedure at a hospital or something?
That too. The majority of the stuff that we do, and frankly, I think the majority of injury cases, not just with me, but everywhere, Connecticut, statewide, nationwide, auto accidents. They are the predominant cause of personal injuries.
Sure.
For good, for bad. That's just the way it is. So that dominates our practice. And it's been, you know, as I said, increasingly the dominant part of my practice.
I mean, that's not surprising. Only from like the news standpoint, it has been it's been made very clear to me, especially with the Department of Transportation, State Police. Connecticut is right now in the top five, actually, for most dangerous highways in the country. So, I'm not surprised by that.
So you just gave me a fact I didn't know.
Yeah.
And it's
I-95
not a good
Merritt
fact,
Parkway.
By the way. But
no.
It seems as though, from what I see, Route 84, Route 8, those seem to be a juggernaut of bad accidents that continue year in and year out. 95 as well, I guess. But it's true. It's it's unfortunate. And I think what you just mentioned with the phone, I think, has a lot to do with those.
It totally does. Distracted driving, speeding. And unfortunately, after the pandemic, we have a lot of, you know, substance abuse as well. So a lot of reasons why, unfortunately, we're seeing that. But if you do find yourself in need of representation, where do people go? Website, phone number.
So 203-372-7772. 203-372-7772. And my website address, you can reach me at tom@tomgannum.com. It's tomgannum.com or gannumforhire.com.
Amazing. Well, Attorney Tom Gannum, I want to thank you.
Thank you. Will you have me back?
For you know what to do.
All right.
You know where to find me.
Well, I'll look forward to it.
I'll just be in a diner somewhere, but you absolutely can. You know where to find me, my friend.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you. Seriously, and thank you for being our title sponsor. I really, really appreciate you taking a shot on us.
Look forward to continuing.
I do too. All right, Attorney Tom Gannon here on WICC, and I can't believe it, but that is number three now in the books. That's amazing. Yeah. Diner Tour stop number three here in Bridgeport. And thank you again to the team at Frankie's Diner. We so appreciate being here. I cannot wait to have a little bit of breakfast now. Going to have a Shekatov Stacker, as I call them.